A warm welcome back. This is the Big Small Business Show, and now it's time for our Entrepreneurial Academy. And I want to take our session with Dumakatso today as part of the impetus for today. I've called today the what, if then, if not then, and then if. Okay, so let's start with the what. So what I was trying to do with Dumakatso is I was trying to establish what she was trying to achieve into the future. I was trying to create the target or the vision to which we are trying to build our business. If you are building your business and you don't have that vision, you don't have that endpoint in mind and in deep detail, then you're very unlikely to become part of the successful 4% of businesses that make it through a 10-year period. So the way that you work through that is once you've created that vision, you have the statement called, if this, then that. If I want that, then I have to do this. And then the second statement I made is, if not, then this. Because very often we set out to do something, but it doesn't happen. So we have to anticipate things not happening as we wish. And so if it doesn't happen, then what are we going to do? So you're making contingency plans and you're hitting, as they say, from the miss. So, you know, when you're playing golf, if you play golf, I don't play golf, but, you know, you go for the green, you miss the green, and you land up somewhere on the fairway, and from there you hit again. So that is, if not, then. So if you don't hit where you want to go to hit, then what do you do? And finally, then if. And then if you get to the next, then what's next? Then if you actually achieve what you want to achieve, what is next? If you start thinking about the what, the if then, the if not then, and then if, then you will build a great business. And now it's time for our highs and lows of the entrepreneurial journey.
The best entrepreneurial advice that I received actually came after I needed the advice itself. And the advice was quite simple. It's you don't need money to start a business. You need money to grow your business. In my case, I started my business with my pension fund. And within 12 months, I became a statistic like just about every other entrepreneur I read about. And I always thought, how on earth can these guys actually fail in this day and age? And this was in 2016. And the advice that I received was from watching online, motivational videos. And this came from Vusi Tembakwayo. And it was a tip that I've taken with me ever since. And now what I do with my business is I make sure that it's actually bootstrapped. I work with other people's money. And my money comes in at the very end.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Saika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.